You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Dear friend, I got a problem.
It's our new agony aunt segment with Finn Johansson.
What's Marina. Up? How's it going?
Was traffic a bitch?
Yeah.
Was it?
But I was the bitch.
What about parking? Or did you come on the bus?
I got parking and then I forgot to park. I'm sweaty. I had a little jog around the park to warm up for the segment.
Yeah, nice.
And then I jogged up the stairs, the BFM steps. Then I realised I hadn't paid for parking.
How's your empathy?
It's at a four, but I won't tell you what that's out of. Maybe
out of
it's
four.
The Leonard Moulton, yeah.
Well, this segment is, it's Finn's idea. I'm going to hand it over to you immediately. No, it's about problems, any problems that you might have. And, you know, we've all got something that's going on in our lives that we don't really want to share with the entire world, but you don't have to say your name. Several people have texted in with their problems already, so we might as well just get started.
Oh, hey, hell yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what happened last night, in fact. This person had a party and a group of... I just got to work out what this spelling's a bit wrong. A group of uninvited guests showed up and they tackled my flatmate down the stairs. That's not good. She's got a concussion now. They're not sorry. I feel like they should be had up for assault. But at the very least, should I invite them back? Dear Finn.
Whoa, well, let me be the first to say, what the hell? That's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
What kind of tackle was it?
Doesn't say, but...
Because I think head high... Don't invite them back.
Oh, don't invite them back ever. Tackled my flatmate down the stairs.
That's
she has
a really
concussion.
Good point. No, that's horrible. I would say this. I mean, are you wondering about like whether to go to the pigs?
I think so. I feel like they should be head up for assault.
That's a really difficult question. I mean, usually I'd say don't get the police involved, but this might be one of the times where you would have to, like, break your own rule. Did they offer up anything by way of apology, was it?
Doesn't say. Just that the very least, should I invite them back?
Oh, that's
horrible.
They
obviously know them, even though they were
I'm
uninvited.
I'm overwhelmed with the horror.
They know them.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like not really very much information on the where, how, and why, but I don't think there's any good situation where you would be like, here's my advice, you want to tackle that person. So I'm going to say no, don't invite them back, and I hope you can have peaceful parties from now on.
Yeah, what about talking to them in the interim? I mean, how would you approach them in regard to, hey, guess what, my flatmate's got a concussion due to you?
Concussions are so scary.
Might have been out of it,
obviously,
and both
of them. Have you ever had a concussion?
Yes.
Me too. I headbutted this mug because it was cracked and I thought it was going to break, and I got it on camera and it didn't break, and then... I concussed myself, and then for like 6 months afterwards, every time I bumped my head, I would get a little bit concussed. I had sensitive brain, and it's horrible. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's like when you break your arm, right? Your arm is broken, but when you break your brain, it's like everything is slightly broken, and that's terrifying to me. So I would say, well, you don't want to engage in any of these conversations when you're like red hot, when you're pissed off. So actually, I do have a piece of advice. If you get into mediation with these people, the onus is on you. You're allowed to say, I'm getting a bit fired up. Let me take 5 minutes and just leave the room, cool down a little bit until you feel like you can be productive with these goons. Yeah, I feel like it can be a scary thing proactively mediating and asking these people, hey, I want to talk to you about this horrible thing that you did. But within that, even within that conversation, you've still got power, I say. So feel free to have it on your own terms. Bring them round. Set the table. Have some tea. Do some, like, weird power moves. Yeah, so don't be afraid to take five.
They might not want to
come. Do some weird power moves. No, you don't do the power moves till they did arrive. You do a lack of power move to bring them in, and then you power move. So,
This is after the concussion.
Yeah, but you get a lot of sleep with a concussion. God damn, that's so horrible.
Is this the person with the concussion or the
flatmate?
It's
sort of holistic advice. So if you've got the concussion, if you're the friend of the person with concussion, make sure they don't jog. Make sure they stay hydrated. Sleep is really important because obviously that repairs your brain. And do it for longer. Like, you see people trying to get back into work. I'd say get ACC. Can you get ACC if somebody did it on purpose to you?
Yep.
Okay, good. I'd say get ACC. Don't be afraid to ask for help if you're not... Because, like, concussions can express themselves in a million different ways. Just kind of, like, for the next 6 months, be like, that's the concussion of something if you feel shitty. And don't be afraid to ask for help around that.
I said we weren't going to go into medical matters, so...
too bad. Okay. Well, you know, a concussion, it's also an emotional matter. And I can help with that too.
Okay, this is Dear Finn.
Dear Finn, I got a problem.
5395 is the text number if you've got a problem. They're coming through thick and fast. There's a lot of people with problems. Dear Finn, this is about...
It hurt me.
This is an interesting one. I'm dating a guy. It's been going well, but lately I've noticed he's saying some weird stuff that seems like he's in the alt-right pipeline. Things like being red-pilled, and getting upset with me for doing things like booking trips because he says that's a man's job and I'm not in my divine feminine. What shall I do? What should I do? Is that salvageable? He wasn't like this when we met. That's a serious problem. Okay, he's you found out what he's like.
Oh, wow. Happy first Dear Finn with the absolutely cursed problems. I must say, first of all, I really feel for you. And I want to say straight up, I don't know if that relationship would be salvageable in the way that you would have first envisioned it. So let's put that on the table. You might have to, I don't think there's much going back from when, you know, you got together with this person, you kind of read the room, and it wasn't an alt-right, red-pilled room.
What does red-pilled mean?
It's like alt-right pipeline lingo. There's the red pill, there's the black pill.
Mm.
I think it all has to do with, like, men in those groups and the way that they think about the world. I feel like black-pilled, I don't know too much about it, but I think that's, like, that's the furthest down the pipeline. Hello.
Hi.
Anika, have you got some alt-right kind of advice for us?
I do have some alt-right. I think it's a Matrix reference.
Mm.
Red pill, blue pill.
Take the red pill and then you realise that, you know, patriarchy doesn't exist.
Which, to be honest, on a personal level, I don't want it. Give me that blue pill.
Get in that blue pill. but, yeah, I guess what I was thinking was... this person is obviously suffering, and I have the man as well, you know? I feel like don't go out of your depth with the amount of emotional labor that you want to put into listening to him, but people who are in that situation are pretty desperate and lonely, and the world isn't working for them.
Who's this? The man?
The man.
Okay.
And
desperate, yeah, and lonely, and the world isn't working for them.
Yeah, so don't do anything that you can't do. But you obviously really care for this person, but then you also have to put up your boundaries, and you can't have somebody policing your shit like that, obviously. That's kind of like the obvious thing. So I guess the sub-obvious would be, oh, poor both of you, that sucks. Ugh. And then so someone changes. It's hard when someone changes. Like, if he was like that from the start, it'd be easier. You'd be like, you'd know where you were going. So good luck to you. Good luck to you.
What about drop him?
Yeah, Karen.
That's an old-fashioned term, isn't it?
That's a vibe.
Is it salvageable?
I think dropping him's a vibe. But, you know, you obviously just don't want to, like... Maybe you do. Karen, is that your advice, drop him? Well, take him out back like Old Yeller.
If he said to me that I wasn't in my divine feminine...
It's not. It's funny, but it's not funny, you know?
And that booking trips is a man's job?
Yeah.
I think I would have sussed that out actually before I started going out with them. But
no, but that's kind of what this person is saying. They're like, it happens fast, you know. Someone gets disillusioned, and then that's why they call it a pipeline, because you slip down it. I guess it's obvious, the breakup side of things. No one needs advice on whether to break up with someone. You know that, but within
they did want advice. What should I do?
Yeah, you still got to talk to this person afterwards.
Is that salvageable?
No. Okay. I don't think it is.
Hey, thank you for your text, 5395. Some texts for you too, Dear Finn.
Mm.
We're getting advice from someone who once headbutted a mug only on the bee.
Mm, it's true. I've got my advice shirt on, which has actually ketchup on it.
In the garden of your memory, in a quiet little spot, plant the seeds of friendship with me, forget me not. Oh, that's very cute.
Forget me not, tomato sauce stain.
And Finn, are you able to give some examples of a power move, please?
Mm-hmm. Well, it starts with, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So you have these people, these headbutters round, and you're either the headbutty in this situation or you're the flatmate of the headbutty. And it's all about the passive aggression. So you come in and you basically give them an uncomfortable chair. That's the first step. But you're really nice. And try not to blink. Hella eye contact. And just be doing something with your hands, but something really out of pocket. Have two cups of tea, one in each hand. And but kind of like not much rhyme or reason between what you
hot
do with each hand.
Boiling.
And have the concussion person sip out of one hand, cross it over to them. Just confusion tactics. It depends on what you want from the situation. So if these headbutters came over, I would want an apology, but I'd also want them to know, like, you shouldn't have done that. And so a little bit of that, you shouldn't have done that energy can really permeate with things like body language, amounts of cups of tea.
Okay, thank you. And this text says, geez, you guys, the red pill is a men's rights website and a movement. Yuck.
It is, and it is yuck. Definitely. Unequivocably yuck. Yeah, definitely.
5395 for, I'll play it again, Jingles Are Us.
Hey.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
Okay, dear Finn, this is the third and last one. I'm in my second year at university. I spoke to a young man this morning who was in his second year of university, Caster. And my friends, well, this isn't him though, my friends have asked me to move in with them, but I can't afford to, so I'm still living at home. He was still living at home. Maybe it is him. My mum is, no, take that out of your brain. It's not Caster. My mum is hassling me 24/7 about everything. Last week she lost her shit and screamed at me for half an hour. I just want everything to be chill.
Damn, dog. So you can't afford to move out. Your mum said, okay, so I lived with my parents for a long time. And then I moved out, then I came back. The things that I've learned about that is, yeah, it's good to move out. It's good to try to get out of there as soon as possible, just so you can come back.
What because about the money?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just try to get yourself in that situation. That's the pipe dream. But while you're there, there's a really good technique that I use for cohabitation. And it's like, say you've got a lot of dishes, right?
Yeah.
You're paying attention, Karen?
Not really, but yeah, okay.
Okay. Say you've got a lot of dishes, right? Stop scrolling. You got a lot of dishes.
Yeah. Doom scrolling, listening to you. No, yeah. Carry on.
Okay. Well, one would think you do the dishes, right? You wash them. But I posit that it's all about making them look real picturesque in their dirtiness. So, like, you could just put them on the bench, right? But, like, if I have to leave my dishes out, I make them really symmetrical and I make a little garden out of them. And it's just like if you make every one of your little messes, your little post-teen, still living at home messes, like a little feng shui garden, then I think
well,
that
you might as well just do them if you're going to that trouble.
This actually has no, because that's what she's expecting.
Yeah,
that's what she's expecting. And
good. Why not?
She kind of no. Like if the problem is that you know you're in this place, she wants you to move out. You want to move out. You can't be doing obvious things like the dishes. You got to be arranging them in a way that calms calms the both of you.
Are you trying to annoy? Well, you're not really. You have to stay there because you haven't got any. You can
maybe do like one or two dishes. I don't know.
Independence. Okay, that's one thing. What else?
Screaming at.
I don't know if it's what gender we're talking.
Communication
about.
Is the obvious one. I feel like such a hack being like communicate, because wouldn't anybody say that? It's difficult. It's sort of like saying, you know, we'll just do it. But yeah, the dishes thing I want to return to. Also, like, I lived with my parents, like, through lockdown. I came back when I was, like, 29.
You're an only child?
I'm an only child. We just played a lot of PlayStation 4 together.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a bonding thing. Yeah, maybe it's not a zero-sum game. Maybe it's not about removing all of the pain points with your mum. Maybe it's about adding some cool stuff. Like, I'm sure, I'm sure you can name five things that you like doing with your mum. Sprinkle those things in amongst the horror.
the horror.
So it's like you're increasing
What horror are we talking?
So you're increasing the good times.
What horror was going on in your life?
Well, this person got screamed at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Horrible.
That horror. Did you have any horror?
No, no horror. Zero horror. Marion and Dean. Shout out to Marion and Dean. They rock. See, that's the thing. It's hard to come at it from a position of someone who's been screamed at because I never have been. So lucky me. Lucky me, I guess. That's the takeaway from this. The agony aunt had a better time than you, I'm afraid. But I will say, a lot of people focus on the obvious, which is removing the shit that's not working. I say add some fun stuff in the middle. Dear Finn.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.